Well, God morning, and welcome back to the God School. We have been teaching for months now about the Christian journey as seen, as put on display through the book of Romans. Now, the whole Bible is that which God has chosen to reveal Himself. We are looking at God and that relationship that He has revealed to us that He is having with us, and we are having with Him. This has, though lasted for months, is not an exhaustive study. But the hope is that that which has been taught on is sufficient to edify the hearers and thereby increase our faith. Believe me, I'm learning every day as I dig into God's Word, and I hope that some of it is rubbing off on the hearers. Now, last week, we started in on the 12th chapter, and I chose to take one translation of that first verse, which says, "Brothers and sisters, in view of all that we have just shared about God's compassion, I encourage you to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, dedicated to God and pleasing to Him. This kind of worship is appropriate for you." And we spoke of that living sacrifice and what it means. And we had as our example Jesus praying in the garden on the night He was betrayed, knowing what was, or not knowing in the sense of experience, but in the sense of what was told, what was revealed to Him, He said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, but Your will be done." And He spoke this in faith, because not only had it been showed Him what he must go through to redeem God's people, but it was promised to him that he should be raised again and given a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow of all things in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. And we, brothers and sisters, also are recipients of the promises of God. And when those promises are engaged, that is, acted upon, that's called faith. Back to the King James, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be thinking like the world thinks, because the world thinks there is no God. The world thinks they are God. And there's enough evidence on the scene. Those of you who have ears to hear and eyes to see understand what I just said. But be ye transformed, metamorphosed, by the renewing of your mind. And as I said, of this Greek word, it is in the dative case, and that is something that is an outside agency, from an outside agency, being done in us. It is God renewing our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That word perfect is translating the Greek word teleos, and it is a process unto perfection, unto completion. Paul says, for I say, through the grace, the unmerited favor given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think more highly than he ought to think. King James adds of himself, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. This word being translated, dealt, is more properly translated allotted or divided. God has allotted, God has divided to every man the measure of faith. And if we had the Greek, folks, what it says is to every man the measure of the faith. I'm reminded of that passage in Isaiah 53, where it says of Christ, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great and shall divide the spoil with the strong. We have already encountered that definite article in front of this word faith in the 22nd verse of the third chapter of Romans, wherein it says, even the righteousness of God, which is by, here again, King James leaves out, but the definite article is in the Greek, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. So when we talk about the faith, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the faith of Christ, which God has divided to every man a measure of the faith. Now, who am I talking to? Am I talking to the world? I am not. Was Paul talking to the world? No, he was not. He was talking to the church. He was talking to the people that belong to the Lord. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. Paul elaborates on this in Corinthians, and he said, if all were an eye, where would the hearing? And if all were an ear, where would the seeing? So, being many, fingers and toes and knees and elbows and necks and backs and butts, we're being many are one body in Christ. And everyone, members of one another. A key phrase here, in Christ. If I only had one message that I could deliver to the church of Jesus Christ, to those who belong to Jesus Christ, it would be that which God has revealed in the gospel, that for faith God puts us in Christ. And we just can't be in a better place than in Christ Jesus. Now, being many members, but in one body, in Christ, Paul, in these next couple of chapters, next probably three chapters, is going to put forth some, excuse me, practical application. having heard all that went before, and coming to the conclusion that we are better off in God's will than we are in our own, wherein we pray, thy will be done. Paul's going to now tell us, having then gifts, grace, if you will, differing according to the grace, I don't know, you know, these are basically the same words, having then grace differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, King James says, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. What is a prophet? He's a foreteller of truth. Whether seen now and testified to, or of things that are to come. He is a testifier of truth. And I once heard Dr. Scott say, an understanding of the word truth are things that should be remembered, of things that should be perpetuated. Grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, foretellers of truth, let us tell the truth according to the proportion of faith. Back, here's a witness to that word dealt, divided, proportion, that portion of the faith. Again, the definite article. Or ministry. On ministering. You know, this is not talking about the ministry. This is talking about service. You know, the ministry, you know, the priest, the preacher, the bishop, the gift of God to the church. This is service, folks. Or service, let us wait on servicing according to the proportion of the faith. Or he that teacheth on teaching according to the proportion of the faith. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. Or he that giveth, that is the Greek would let us know the nature has a change of ownership. Do it with, let him do it with, King James says, with simplicity. The better translation is liberally. According to the proportion of the faith. He that ruleth with diligence, according to the proportion of faith. He that showeth mercy. With, King James says, cheerfulness. The word is hilarotes. It is from the root hilarious. We encounter that word in that ninth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Let's go there for just a moment. It says in the seventh verse, because we're not going to get into all that teaching today. It says, for God loveth, King James translation, God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, I haven't studied it, but given the context of all the study, I would venture to say that rather than an indefinite article, a cheerful giver, we'd find the definite article there also, the cheerful giver. Hilarious. We get our word hilarious from it. Need to go back for a moment and look again. At the 25th verse of the third chapter, it says, whom God, speaking of Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth. And I'm going to give you the best translation I can. Whom God has set forth forever to be a hilasterion. Same root. Through faith in his blood. He that showeth mercy with hilarotes, this, going to the Greek, it says, this is an attitude that is ready to respond from a willing spirit. God has placed us in Christ. God has set forth Jesus Christ to be a hilasterion, the place where we meet God, and there is hilarity, great joy in that place. And of the willing spirit, it's because we have been taught of the great hilasterion, translated in another place, mercy seat. When we have seen and come to some understanding of the mercy that God has showed us. And in that relationship, show mercy through a willing spirit, according to the proportion of the faith. King James, in the 9th verse, translates, "Let love be without dissimulation." The English word dissimulation talks about a dividing one from another. I don't think it's a very good translation. The Greek word is anapokritos. The root has to do with, it comes from the word that we have, hypocrisy. It means no pretending. It means sincere, see-through. Let love be sincere. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Think on that. And we're not talking about some shortfall and condition that we might see in a brother or sister in Christ, but evil. Cleave to that which is good. Jesus said, only God is good. Cleave unto God and all his promises. It says, be kindly affectioned one to another. This being translated kindly affectioned, this is not that sloppy agape stuff that goes on in some churches. Greet one another with a holy kiss and everybody gives hugs and this and that and the other thing. This word comes from kind, and kind has to do with family relationships. To any of you who have brothers and sisters, think on this. I had 5 of them, and it wasn't all hugs and kisses. But when it came down to family, nothing divided us. And given the chance, to many of us who now have grown and moved on, and sometimes away from brothers and sisters, if we had the chance, for that kind relationship to be restored, I know we would. Be kind one to another. With brotherly love. In honor, preferring one to another. Now, as I said, Paul's getting in, because of all those things that went before, he's getting into some practical expressions. These this is not the law. Paul is just trying to put on display outworkings, but outworkings of that spirit that God has put in us as a result of our acting on that portion of faith that God has given us. I don't think they need a great deal of explanation. He says in the 11th verse, be not slothful in business. Or not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Oh, look at the hope that has gone before in this letter, at the hope that continues throughout this New Testament, as the hope that was concealed in the Old Testament and that now is revealed in the New Testament. Patient in tribulation, enduring tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Being aware of the presence of God and verbally communicating the understanding of His presence. Go back to that 10th chapter. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. given to hospitality. Wow. I could go off for 50 hours on the manifestation of this 13th verse. In the history of God's people, Israel. But we're in this teaching in Romans right now, so I'm going to just continue on. It says, listen to this. Bless them that which persecute you. Bless. And curse not. He's going to explain that in a little bit. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. He said that earlier in the third verse where it says that a man not think of himself more highly than he ought to think. King James says, but condescend to men of low estate, offers an alternative. It says, be contented with mean things. I'm reminded of the verse in Philippians which says, I have learned to abound and learned to be abased. And whatsoever state I am, to be content. It doesn't say be content with the state. It just says whatever state you find yourself in, to be content. Because God has showed you what your state in Christ Jesus and what he has done, what your state is. And because God's spirit is uniting with our spirit, giving the testimony, we are his children. Folks, we have not yet seen the full manifestation of that adoption process, but we have the promise of God and the result of that promise, the hope, and the result of that hope, a portion of the faith of Jesus Christ. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide for things honest in the sight of men. If it be possible, I'm sure glad Paul put a condition on this. As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Paul Paul says, dearly beloved. And folks, he may be talking about his love for the members of the body. He may be talking about his love for the church, about his love who are the Lord's people. But the phrase is, we are dearly beloved because of Christ. We hold on to this thought. It says, we're dearly beloved because of Christ. Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance mine I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, Paul quotes Proverbs and he says, therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Paul says, see if I can find it. I wasn't prepared to go here, but so in the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul says in the 4th verse, let's go to the 3rd verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Recompense no man evil for evil. Paul says, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil. That would be taking vengeance on your own. God says, that's his job. I want to close going back to that portion of the third verse. It says, according as God has dealt or divided to every man the measure of faith, all the way back in Deuteronomy, God, in the 33rd chapter, God says, as thy day, so shall thy strength. And I have a friend that says, recognizing the origin of what we call a day being in the Hebrew, they call the beginning of the day when the first three stars at night appear in the heavens, that for that coming day, God has divided to each and every one of us that measure, that proportion of the faith of Christ. And as you hear this day, this message, let these words stay with you. A day at a time, according to the proportion of the faith of Jesus Christ that God has divided to you. And that's the God School for today.